which will be expressive of the devices of Newton, Jet, and Taylor. Now, you see, they are born, so it will make a difference. Every human has a flow, whether it's in Newton, in Jet, in Zibbe, which is Taylor, down to Harvard, even worse. Even Western Harvard, I mean the Russian is Harvard, but he doesn't have to be Harvard. Even in Marshall, a droplet of doubt. She has a team of his own data, and she has to count on him. But with the highest level, so the question is, if she sees doubt in the remaining door, so then she has to count 7 days. Not clean days, but 7 days. Let's say a woman has a menstrual flow. You need time. That's your needle. So then, she's male. She was young. Suppose she has the flow on the side. So she's male 7 days. Whether she keeps on bleeding or she does not keep on bleeding. Even if she, let's say she has a menstrual flow on Sunday and she has a flow on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday and on Shabbos is on the 7th day, but she stops. Shabbos afternoon she stops bleeding. Then she derives it. She can be developed from three Shabbos and she can tell us about it. In her eyes, even though she didn't count in more clean days, she bled for 7 days successively without a stop. But then, if at the end of the 7th day, the flow subsides, she's developed and she can tell us about it. If it's new news. But suppose she sees down in the amazing day, so then it depends. If she has one flow on one day, so then she is over time. And this over time has to count one clean day. Let's say she sees down on the sun, and suddenly happens to be the amazing day. Before I mentioned on Sunday it would be needed, but now I mention an example. She sees down on Sunday and Sunday is already the Yom-Zid. So then she is his other time. So she should not escape in any day. She has to count one clean day. So in other words, Monday has to be a clean day. If Monday is a clean day, so then Monday night she's the Galesh, she's in terms of bottom line, they're discussing the devices. No. Suppose she sees down in the Invisible on Sunday, and on Monday, 2 days in succession. So again, she's in her time. And she has sleeping again. She has to count one clean day. So then she has to make sure that Tuesday day is a clean day. How to make sure, I mean, in the video, that's the only way to make sure. And if she makes the video, she sees she is clean. So that means she makes sure that it's a clean day, so the Tuesday day is a clean day, so Tuesday night she's the palace, and you tell us about it. Suppose she sees down on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, 3 days, it will be in succession. And the 3 days are the easy day, so then she's in the paper. So there is the count in the right say 7 days. So she saw down Sunday, Monday, Thursday, she's on the daily. And then is on the daily has to count 7 clean days. So she has to make sure that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, on if, let's say, she makes it thicker every day, and she sees she's clean, that means that she encountered seven clean days. So then Tuesday night she's less, and she becomes a fire. This is the rising tower. So with the high say, it all depends. If she sees the universe, whether she sees once or she sees a hundred times, whether she sees one day it stops, or she keeps on seeing down 7 days in succession without the stop. So she's living, she stops at the end of the 7 day, she's developed the night of the eighth day, and she's metastasized. If she's metastasized, if Nimbus, if Nimbus is there, so if she sees 1 day or 2 days, she is of a time, and she has to count one clean day, that she must look at the day. If she sees 3 days in succession, is in there, she is of a diet and has to count 7 clean days. Now, suppose she saw 3 days in succession now, is in there, only for the Tuesday, so she has to count 7 clean days. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday the 7 day. Tuesday she makes a decay, she finds down. So then it says that the whole thing, says the whole thing, and she makes, has to make a tower and decay before the Shkia the 7 day, 7 day, and then she has to count 7 clean days again. So that's the law. What she is of it, if she sees that, and what the day is, it takes her whole minute, and she has to start counting the new 7 clean days. Now, so with I say it's a difference between seeing down in the day or seeing down in his own. What is in the middle, what is in there? So the halacha is that halacha is Mishnah. You doubt claim she the middle and middle is the Mishnah. You doubt claim she the middle and middle that's the Mishnah. What is the halacha? The halacha is this. Suppose a woman has the initial flow. Now, the initial flow, the first time that a woman has a menstrual flow, that's in the news. So the initial flow starts the news. So suppose, let's say I'm the first woman. Let's take an example. Let's say I'm the first woman. She sees she has an initial flow. Initial flow, the first time of the treatment, in menstrual flow. So it's in news. So, and then she sees down on the eighth day, on the eighth of this, the initial flow took place on the first of this year. So that started the cycle of the news, 7 days. And from the first of this year to the seventh, then she saw down on the eighth of this year. So that's already the first day of the meeting. And how many days are there of him? It's even 11 days. It's our holiness we see now. In our holiness, the year of the year is amazing. So if the initial flow breaks on the first of this year, so the first 7 days in this year, I mean, whether she sees or she doesn't see, it's called the year. Every woman. So the days are classified into human beings or music, whether she sees or doesn't see. That's not important as far as the status of the young ones. The status have that status, whether she sees in them or not. So if the initial flow took place on the first of music, so the first 7 days of music are the music needed. Then, if on the eighth day she sees again, So it's already in the Zile. So it's already in the Zile. In the Zile. For how many days? For 11 days. So day, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 18th, 11 days. When you start counting from day till the 18th of this frequency, you have 11 days. So if she sees that in one of these days, and the 8th of this month, the 9th of this month, the 10th of this month, she is the Israelite candle. If she sees down on the end of this, the night of this, and the 10th of this, she becomes Israelite candle. Suppose she sees down on the 11th of this, the 12th of this, the 13th of this, she also becomes Israelite candle. She also becomes Israelite candle. Until the 18th. Now, suppose she sees down on the end of this, she saw down on the first piece, that was the initial flow. So that started that inaugurated the cycle of human years. So she was human years. Then she sat down again on the eve of Nisi. So she is on time. She's on time. So she counted the one clean day, the 9th of Nisi. And then the night of the 10th, she is the Dalashi in Gaza Bible. Then she sees down again on the 19th of this. On the 19th of this. So it's already a 31 days. Because he had 7 days of this. And then the 8th day was the first day of this. It was the first of the dark day of the Nisi. So you count 11 days. So from the 8th to the 18th. That's 11 days. Suppose she sees down on the 19th, so it's again in the beginning. So she becomes a leader again. She becomes a leader again. Now, suppose she sees down, on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. After seeing down the initial flow and the first of this, so when she saw down again on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, it means here, 3 days in succession. So she says, so she has to start Zayinikin, she has to count Zayinikin. Now she saw on the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this. So she has to count Zayinikin. So the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th. 17 days. 17 days. So then she she's there off the count of 7 days. Now, suppose she sees on the 20th of this year. So it's immediate. Now, according to the Rambam, the Kashpur, the Ram, all the children except the Ram, the Ramam Shiti is a very strange chief. So according to the Rambam and all the children, so once initial turns out of the land, so the Yiminidus cannot start again unless she has counted, she has completed a count of 17 days. Let's say she saw down on the 14th of Nisi. It's only Nisi day. The 14th, the 15th, the 16th, 3 days. So she has to count Zion the King. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Then, 23 is the 7th day. Then she sees down on the 24th, it's illegal. But suppose she sees down on the 23rd or the 22nd, it's not even use drum boxes. Because what a woman becomes is every day late. So the needles cannot stop until she completed the count of Zayinti. So if she showed up on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, she has to count 17 days, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22nd, 23rd is the 7th day. So only if she will sit down on the 24th, it will be immediately. But if she'll sit down on the 23rd, it will not be given immediately. And let's say it called the Rambam, you have another situation. Suppose she saw down on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. So she became very good. She has to count 17 days, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23rd, the 7th day. Suppose on the 23rd day, she sits down, it says a minute. So she has to count, I begin again. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30th is the 7th day. So then she'll sit down on the 31st, it will be in the sun. But suppose she'll sit down on the 38th, it will not be in the yet, because she has not successfully completed a count of Zayinti. Because there was a seer that was saying the beginning of the individual again might be postponed for months. According to Rambam. That's the Rambam Shit. The Rambam Shit is, no. The Rambam Shit is very spiritual. And there are many laws, a number of laws. You know that the Rambam. You know that Rambam. We as we learn, we still see. So we see several laws just in this case that appears to be contrary to Rambam. And then there is a law in the earth of the Zion which seems to be contrary to Rambam. But the Rambam Shit is, as difficult as it is, that's the Rambam Shit. The Rambam Shit is that once a woman started in the law, so the first 7 days are in the news, then the 11 days following the first 7 days. So Adam is involved. So according to Rambam, he said, even has 7 letters, whether she sits down or she doesn't sit down, doesn't matter. It's a straight question. According to Rambam, and the old machine, it's not a straight question. It's not 7 letters. It's just 7, you're there, and then if she sits down 3 days of succession, she becomes Israeli. So the inauguration of the immunity again is postponed until she successfully has completed the count of Zayinti, according to Rambam, all the Rishon. But according to Rambam, it's 7 letters. And what starts a new cycle of 7 letters? So the Rambam explicitly in the Sorbiya says, there are two things that might change the cycle of 7-11. Either a change in the period in the present of one, No, because many women, some women don't get the rest of the world. Let's say 1 month, so she'll have a menstrual flow on the 25th day as of the preceding menstrual flow, and another month it will be on the 26th day as of the previous flow. And another month it will be on the 35th day. And another month it will be on the 22nd day as of the previous month. That's a woman who does not have a vessel. But many women have a vessel to walk. Have a vessel to walk. A vessel to walk means that every month she sees down on the 26th day, for example, as of the preceding one. As of the preceding one. That's a woman who has a vessel kavua. So the Rambam says that, once a woman starts to have a menstrual flow, so the first 11 days are in, then the next 11 days are in Zee, then the following 7 days are in Zee, then the following 11 days are in Zee. Straight has 7 levels in Zee. But suppose she originally established Vesit Kavua every 25th day, then she changed it to every 28th day. So the day she changes the cycle from the every 25th to every 28th day, every 28th day starts a new cycle, a new cycle of 7-11-7. Or if a woman gives birth to a child, so the day when she gives birth to a child also starts a new cycle of 7-11-7-11-7. So these are the only two things that change the cycle of 7-11-7-11. But like this, it is great for 7-11-7-11-7-11. Now, the Ramban is also one thing. Ramban Shittin is only that if a woman has not counted Zion King, so then the Yemidah are postponed. The beginning of the Yemidah is postponed until she has successfully completed the count of Zion King. But suppose she did count Zion King, except she didn't go to the Yemidah, she wasn't being both here. So even though, as long as she wasn't both here, a woman remains in Yemidah, and violence, violence, horrors even after 50 years. If a woman came in the door, and she counted Zion King, but she didn't know it feel like, then 50 years elapsed. She already had menopause, everything. So she still has a Shemidah. But, so the Ramban is made it, that only the failure to complete the count of Zion King postpones the inauguration of the next cycle of the meeting, of the meeting. But the failure to go through that doesn't postpone the inauguration of the meeting. That didn't ramp up. Alright. Now this is the rising power. Now most special. Most Rishonim agree with the Shita of Rambam. The Shita of Rambam is not only that, I only know one edition where it is the Shita of Rambam. There's the Rav Amir, but the Rav Amir lives there. He lives there as the Rav Amir. And certain theories appear to be consistent with the Shita of Rambam, and certain theories appear to be consistent in the Shita Rambam. But except the Rav Amir, I don't know any other mission who agrees with the Shita Rambam, because there are no more laws contrary to the Shita Rambam. But, you see, according to the Rambam, so the average woman today, when she has a menstrual flow, is not a Zohar in the life. She's not a Zohar in the life. Why? Because according to Rambam, where can it be? Yimei Zivo can only be the 11 days following the 7 days of Etchum. Of Etchum, according to the Rambam. In other words, there are two basic points on which the Rambam differs from the Rambam. First, in regard to the Yimei, and secondly, in regard to Yimei Zivo. According to the Rambam, Yimei can only begin after a woman who came from the Deva has already counted Zayinim. Has already counted Zayinim. And then, according to the Rambam, the Yimei Zivo, the Yudalapiyah, can only begin after the 7 days of Etchum, according to the Rambam, because it has to be the 11 days following the 7 days of Etchum. It can be potentially, it is not correct, so it doesn't have to be the 11 days following the 7 days of Etchum. Now,
The next time she sees,
it will be in the news. So, now let's see the Roshi of the Rambam. And then the Mishnah mentions briefly the Shikra of the Rambam. Child is born. That's called Dama Hakeshi. You know, she starts breathing while she is in labor, and she has not given birth. Then, when she gives birth, there is also an abundant flow of blood. That's called Damiris. That's called Damiris. And then there is Dantea. What is Dantea? Dantea means any dam, let's say, a woman gives birth to a male, to his offer. So she's male 7 days. She's male 7 days. And then after the 7 days, 33 days are in the air. Suppose, even if she has a big flow of down, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. If she gives birth to a girl, to a female, so when she's male 14 days, and after 14 days, 66 days is in the air. So any dam that emanates in the Himeitea in the 33 days after the 7 days in the Tume of Yeredezor, or the 66 days following the 14 days of Yeredezor, so physiologically it's the same. It comes from water, but our dream is going on. So the Manidon, the Mazon, the Makichi, the Mirnes, the Tantea, Sholimis, Kulim Tamechadu, Uminamokoi, Umayolechadu, Ubizmanim Nurbabu, Shishtanu Dine, Yuki Eloi of Dam Zuteo, Bizumida Zuzo, Kita, Narokis, Kishetira Yishodam Tzvilo, O Kishetira Yishas Vesto, Vyorit Shikomo Yidoso, How is the leader of all Shiva Sayama? So what in the film is the cycle of human leader? The first form. When a woman, when she attains purity, has an menstrual flow for the first time, so that starts the leader. Or, Shikiro Nishadam Khilo, Oiki Shikiro Vishas Vesta. In other words, a woman who has a blessing of water and she has the period in the right time, the right day, so that's also starting the relationship covering the gospel. I was a leader of Shiva Sayon, being also called Shiva, being Shalu also, and the people in Shiva of the past. Also done Mashmini. So when she sees Dam Tchilo, it starts in the middle. Then she sees Dam, day, like the example I mentioned. She saw Dam Tchilo on the first of this. Then she saw Dam on the eighth of this. So what is it that starts in the Dao of Yehim of Yehim Zimbo? How is it Dam Zimbo? Mipnei Shehu Bilele Eis Nidos. Then I want to know. Vechem Kol Dam שתירה בזיכיונים שבסף נידו ובסף נידו, הרי הוא דם זימו. והלוח אומרי שמסיני, שאין בזמנידו ובזמנידו, לחדוסיון בלבד. כל שיר הסיון שמיקרי לו, בחלוך את אב. בסף בזכלוסון, הם המקרונים ימי נידוסון. ונרועס עובן דם ונרועס עובן דם. ומה נקרואים לנידו? מפני שנרואים לנידו בכל דם שתיר בהם. דמי ולחושב. סוררם הנושא זה יהיה. קורשי הסיונים שנקווה לרבסת בפלוסות, הנה נקרואים לנידו נידוסות. בין רועס עובן דם ובין רועס עובן דם. ובמה נקרואים לנידו? מפני שנראוי לנידו. בכל דם שתירה בין דמידו לחושב. בכל החבוש הלילים שאחר השיבו, אם הנקרואים לנזיבוסו. בין רועס עובן דם ובין רועס עובן דם. ולמון כל מיני מזיבו, מפני שאין רואו מזיבו, וכל דם שתירה בן דם זיבו יחושב. ותזור לו בשלישי ישראלו שאין דמיינים, לא שאין מזבור. וכן, הלוך הלוך, כי יביאו מסיבות זה על תשיב. כל מיני אישו, מיין שאין כבר לא בסת, עד שתומס, עוד עד שיוקר הבסת למחלה, תספר לאירום שיבו מתחיל עשים הבסת ואחרי נחדוסו ואחרי שיבו ואחרי נחדוסו סטוויט חשב סגן רבן סגן רבן וכבוד הרב מספור זה עוד תשיבו ותזור לבנים כדי שתדע בין שתיר דם אם במידו ועשו או במזימו שכל ימר של מישהו כך הם שיבה סימנידו וידעו כי מזימו אלו הם כן יפסיקו עלינו כמו שיזבו כי זה דבר פשוטו ותסבירי חשב סבן לבן סבן לבן and nothing will drop it unless she changes her period let's say if originally her period was every 25th day and now a period is every 35th day, so that will change the cycle of 7-11. Now, turn to the Mahavishnu, now look at that. Say Shikosan Kabin, Shikosan Milo Yaskos Abbasid, Adina Mise, מי ישיבה בידיו ואיתירה בלוקר ועלו במפסקת ובסד אחר גם כי נשאר להצדה ומסחל את מה שני וקצו סוג יסד מורה כי פשת מורסקי אבל רמבן זר I mean this is the most basic מחרקס between the רמבן ודעד השם ימי the most basic מחרקס אבל הרמב"ן ז"ל אומר בריאיס ברורייס שדינתו בספירס הנובס והזיר לכך. הולישו שרוע סודם תחילו משמש שיבו למידוסו. רוע סודם שמיני נעשי זו לתן בשביל הרסויים כנגדים. רוע סודם שמיני שמרסויים הסיר. רוע סודם יאים הרי זו זו דולת, וכי סוף פרידי בסוקסשן, די, דניים, דטרנט. וצריך חושב מיקי, so she has to start counting the 11, the 12 of the month, the 13, the 14, the 15, the 16, the 17. משור של איש המעשיז of the day, that's the crucial point, the controversial point. And which he gave us on the Rambam. Mishol shol yishol ases of the Bilo in the Chizeres or in the Midus at the Tiske or Shimon Ki. The Rambam is Chilut. The Rambam she believes even though she does not count Shimon Ki. But the Chesh Bibobos. I mean Peter, 7-11, 7-11. What the Rambam says, מישור של מישון אסיס ומדבר עם חיזרס ומידוס עד שתספר שיבו כקית הרי שרוע עשו שני שיונים בסייף ידעו וישוחו של אפלו ורוע עשו גם בלי מדעו שום היום הורוי מבידי הורוי מבידי נבלרס The first of the month she had the first menstrual flow. That started in years, 7 days in years. Then they started, commenced what? The immunization. 11 days from the 8th till the 13th. Suppose she saw down, saw הרי שרוע עשו שרוי שלום בסייף ידעו the 16th, the 17th and the 18th כזה שרוי שלום בסייף ידעו וישוע פה the Roas of Gambi Macaulay, the 19th, Shehun Nayem Mohun Nido, it could have been only the 19th. But in this specific case where she saw down on the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, some male she came with a male, so even though she saw down on the 19th of Nisan as well, so she is not his other. It's not in his. Why? Because she has to count 17 days. So, Achilles, here only is the king, Shalom, the Sosho, the Hoyo the Nisan, the Sosho, anywhere in the Zobe, she says, Uch Shetashim, Shiva the king, the Tiro, Tavzeo, with Hiras in the middle. Was a little bit hero, the was a little bit hour. Suppose she didn't go, but she didn't see any down the hour intervening days. Mishetir the test, the also have a little kibat hero. The was a hobo, in many women were in the hero. There were needing. Now, as according to the Rambam, so suppose she saw she had a mikveh first, menstrual flow on the first of this. And then, so then, first 7 days I need. Then come the 11 days of the museum, from the 8th to the 18th. Then come 7 days from the 19th, 20th. 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 10 days. And she saw down on the 1st of Nisan, didn't see any down until the 26th of Nisan. According to the Rambam, what will be according to the Rambam? It would be invisible because it's a straight hedge. 7, 11, so 7, then 11, so that brings you to 18, inclusive. Then seven again, it brings you to the 25th inclusive. Now the 26th of this, and she sits down on the 26th, so according to the Rambam, what is it? She's his other talent. According to the Rambam, she's not his other talent. So he says, Harei he need of man, he will was at Chobot until the 26th of this, a million will only receive it. According to the Rambam, so it's considered, she's considered very talented. And a very clear single, in zero, error, the little, she's smoking the Zion, she was so famous. In other words, according to the Rambam, so when can the zero start? Only the 11 days that follow immediately the 7 days of actuals, not of potentials. Two basic points in the Rambam. First, the Rambam mentions one basic point, that Yilinidus can only start after she has completed design the key, and the Rambam is saying that. And then another basic point in the Rambam that you may see can only start on the 11 days following immediately the 7 days of action. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be the 11 days following actually. It can be 11 days following potentially. And even though there was no action, she saw that she had her original flow on the 1st of this, she had no flow until the 26th of this. So, on the 26th of Nisan, she has a flow. So, according She is a retarded. Why she is a retarded? Because the 26 follow immediately upon 7 days of that journey, she wasn't born here. She was in Shikrim here at the first of these for 7 days. Then she had no flow of that. So according to the Ramban, since the 26th day does not follow actual means, because we start in zero. According to the Ramban, it starts in zero. So if you ask what are the two basic points of controversy between the Ramban and the Ramban, it's very important, very important. It's the basic awareness in what is needed. So there are two basic points of controversy. One is that according to the Ramban, so the Yimimido can only, one basic point of controversy is in respect to the commencement of Yimimido. So according to the Ramban, Yimimido cannot start if a woman has become Zoridea until the woman has successfully completed that ritual. According to Ramban, it can start anywhere. Then, another basic point of controversy, according to the Ramban, the Yimizibo can only start after the 7 days of actual nidus. But if there had been no actual nidus, so then the nidus cannot start. Now, so according to the Ramban, what happened when we started dialogue that when an answer is reality, Kihau, so she has to count Zion to me. So then it all depended whether she saw down in the door and was in there. So the woman had to keep her head to know whether she has to count 7 days or she has to count 7 days. You can work in there. But the day can make any difference. So the woman don't care. But according to Ramban, the average woman who has no problems, who has no problems with her menstruation, some later when she has the period, so it's definitely not in Yimizibo. It's in Yimizibo. Because Yimizibo, according to Ramban, can only be if she sits down in the 11 days following action. But if a woman did not sit down for some time, and then she has a period. So according to Ramban, it's definitely not. So it's definitely not in Yimizibo. It's definitely not in Yimizibo. Because according to Ramban, Yimizibo can only be 11 days following actual news. She knows that she didn't have the period for a month or 2 months. So how could she have a chosha? Maybe now it's easy work. She knows that she didn't have any flow for some time. Mashaite according to the Ramban, if she doesn't keep a record of all the flow, so later, every time a woman has a menstrual flow, there is something, maybe it's in the year. But she knows that she didn't have a menstrual flow for 4 days. So that's a higher point of the Ramban. Because according to Ramban, Yimizibo can only start after the 7 days of action. This woman did not have action news. She didn't have a flow for 4 days. So obviously she's not in jail. But according to the Ramban, who knows? She didn't keep a record of 7-11, some may let. According to the Rambam Shite, there is a big hole. According to the Rambam Shite, every woman who has a flow is a soft and future woman. Woman has a flow. She doesn't have a flow for one day. She has a flow for at least 3 days. Some women, so when they have a menstrual flow, they have it for 5 days. But at least for 3 days. Some male, according to the Rambam, every woman today is a subject of curing the eyes. According to Rambam, if the woman knows she didn't have flow for a number of days, and now she has a flow, so it's a high word that she's not deserving. She could be deserving, because deserving, the Mizile could only be the 11 days following upon 7 days of actual news, but she has to be an actual news. For 4 days she has to be an actual news. But according to the Rambam, every woman who has a flow for 3 days in succession is a suffix of the these are the basic, that's the basic mahote between the Rambam and the Rambam. Discussing, you see, the business why we learn all of this cuisine, because this cuisine is the basic work in Zahas Nidah, in Zahas Nidah, as far as the eyes are concerned. So we couldn't, without knowing that Mahdoke in the Rambam and the Rambam, we couldn't start this cuisine. But then, they are the other. So would I say, a woman is miserable only if she sees down the Yudhishthira. And if she sees down the Yudhishthira and the Emperor, she is miserable now. She has to count 1 thing. If she sees down and 2 days in succession in Yudhishthira, she is still miserable. If she sees down and 3 days in succession, so then she is his other day, and she is counting. Suppose, now let's see the same example. Yeah, her initial flow was on the first of this. So then the 7 days were needed. Then they marked the beginning of the season. So if she saw down the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, so then she counts the other day. Suppose she saw down on the 8th and the 9th, and the 10th she didn't see down. But at the 11th of Nisan she again saw down. Then she doesn't have to count Zaruki. Only 1 thing. In other words, when does a woman become Zaruki? If the 3 days are reached, she saw down Lord Tzufi in succession. But if she saw down 2 days in succession, then there was 1 day she didn't see down. And then how many days she saw it? Down again, inasmuch as she opened it, she skipped 1 day, not sitting down. So when she sees it down again, she is only in the panic. Only when the 3 days on which she sees down are it. That's the reaction. Then he was 2 takonos. 1 takonos by Rabbi Makovic. That's called takonos revenus of this. Takonos revenus of this. And the other takonos by Rabzeya. Now the first takonos was by Rabbi Makovic by Rabbi Makovic. That if a woman sees down one day, so here I say, if the woman knows that this is Yemeni day, so she doesn't have to count Nichi, just as to count 10 days. If she knows that it's Yemeni day, so she has to count Nichi, but only one day. then the second disorder is that if a woman sits down one day, whether it's in middle or museum, so she has to count 7 days, of which 6 days will be previous. That is this day and 6 previous. Rabbi Misaki, if a woman sees down in something, so she has to count something away, and then 6 more previous. She sees down on Monday, she has to count it on the day and start bringing more. She counts it, but 6 previous. If she sees down on 2 days in succession, whether in the middle or in the today, so Rebbe Misaki, that she has to count these 2 days, even though they are plus 5 previous. 5 previous. But still, as of that day, even after the 170 surveys, if a woman is so down, on one day she still would have to count 17 days, only the day and 6 weeks. There is a little misogyny that if a woman sees downwards, whether it's in the middle or the she has to count 17. But they were put upon his home. What upon his home is upon his study of his words. If she sees down one day, she has to count that one day plus 6 clean days. If she sees down 2 days in succession, whether it's in middle or zero, she has to count these 2 days plus 5 clean days. Then it becomes able to decide. There's a possibility that if a woman sees down once, whether it's in middle or in zero, she has to count 7 clean days. So the halacha that a woman, even if she sees down once, she has to count 7 clean days, whether it's in middle or in zero, that's a takonis amor. That's the clearest halacha. That's the clearest halacha. Sometimes you'll find it, the expression, the minagus is for it, but has to show you, don't mix it up. That will be a terrible mistake. Mix it up with minag has to show you. That's not minag. Sometimes you find the expression in it because of the observer's takonis was based upon the fact that this is where originally was. But then the table of Misaki says, it's not me, it has to show it. That's it, that comes from the origin. So, but the table of Misaki, because this is where the real arts. So that's the real arts, is only the background, the time as to why one learning on the side. But has to show him that it's me, it has to show him. So these are the two levels. Then there is a hunger after the things of knowledge. Because as far as the ignorance is concerned, if a woman sees that where it's in the middle of the museum, she has to count 17 days. Suppose she sees down in the window, stop here. But if she sees down only one day, so it's a meeting of the constant zero, she has to move carefully, so indicate that day, and if she finds herself in before she left, so then she can start counting 17 days. But the tool and the cover, they mention a certain thing. That's a humor of the shape. Because it's not the Hazal, so that's a thing. So what is the humor that the Trishenian mentioned? So the Shenian, prior to the Amor, mentioned only in the hunger of four explanations. Then there are more mentions the hunger of five explanations. But there is a difference between the hunger of 4 days and the hunger of 5 days. There is a difference. Certainly, all in hard situations will perhaps be nature in regarding the 5th day, but not regarding the 4th day. To be nature regarding 4 days, that would require an unusual heart. I mean, there are some people who in extreme hard situations, let's say a woman who cannot conceive if she counts the 5 days of the results of the king. But if she only counts I am king, so then she will conceive. So then there are already movements in this kind of thing. But it requires an extreme hard situation. Now first, I want to explain the hunger of 4 days over and above the 7 days. Because it's mentioned by the Guru, by the Mahabharata, the 5 days is mentioned by the Rambam. But 4 days over and above the 9 days is mentioned by the Guru. Why is that based on? Because there is a halacha that if a nisha is peretz sheikh bazara, so it says in that of the zanaki. If it's peretz sheikh bazara, so it says in that of the zanaki. Let's say that Allah applies to Zab and it applies to Zohar. Now, just as you heard a Zohar, you heard a Zab. Now again, it is even fun, but it's not fun. You know, there are many Jewish scholars who write about Judaism and about Allah, especially if somebody was successful in becoming a doctor or getting a PhD in science. So of course he's an expert in authority and everything in our life. If he happens to be Jewish, if in addition he attended the day school through the age of Bar Mitzvah, so has come to the Hamad that he's a big expert to discuss everything. So I read so many articles by Jewish doctors, Jewish scientists, they write about the Jewish law of Zohar and Zohar. And they equate Zohar and Zohar. In other words, because it's the same word, you know, Zohar, Zohar, grammatically, they are correct. But our beginning, Zohar and Zohar, is not the same. It's not the same. Zav is greater with extreme greater. What is Zav? Zav, again, they are making a certain mistake here. Those who write, I mean, I saw so many articles in books I read. I mean, there's so much chaos. Everybody writes, you know. Would anyone have the good spirit to discuss the theory of relativity if it's not a great physicist and a great mathematician? How would anyone dare? And here I actually don't know anything. I mean, they discuss the denominator, the denominator, the denominator. So you find many scholars. They read Zabri Zor. Zor is able. It's that. That's a menstrual flow, except that a needle, it's a menstrual flow in the needle, and by Zohar, it's a menstrual flow in the zero. So it's a question of time. But physiologically, it's the same as needles. Rashi 18 is that. Zab is greater. Zav is that condition that every person, you know, that there is a gonorrhea, disease, gonorrhea. So every person who is afflicted with gonorrhea is a Zav. There is a certain discharge, a new voluntary discharge that comes out, but that's latent, that's normal, that's not blood. That's not blood. Now you will find those who write about the demon of Zav, Elizabeth, they will write about Zavah too. I mean, according to them, so every Zavah of being is a woman who is afflicted with the neurosis. Which is a joke. But still, nobody ever even criticized these scholars. I mean, the hoots that they have to write about the words of the Torah, not knowing the basic things in Chumash that the child learns Chumash should know. So Izar is written, not only, it's not blood, and that is a white discharge that is involuntary, that is involuntary, and that if a man has that discharge once, what discharge? So he has only liking about her. To myself, in other words, he started one day and then he stayed there and becomes better. Suppose he has two discharges, two years. So then he has to count Zayuki, but it doesn't have to bring it off. If he has three years, then he has to count Zayuki, and he has to bring it off. So then, by vis-a-vis, there is a law. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. 1 year, he has the same tumors and tumors of all cancer. 2 years, he has to count Zayuki, not all cancer. Which don't know me to myself. But if he has 3 years, so then, not only does he have to count Zayuki, he has to bring a cornmeal. The cornmeal. Now, you find in the books, those who write about Judaism, you find, I mean, you'll be surprised to find that even in articles written by rabbis, you'll find that Amarach is good. So, that a Zav is one who has gonorrhea. That's not so. It is true. One who has gonorrhea is a Zav. But that doesn't mean that in order to be a Zav, we must be afflicted with the sickness of gonorrhea. God is not correcting that. In other words, when we say that all men are mortal, you know, so it doesn't mean that all mortals are men. And it is also mortal. And they are not murdered by human beings. So in other words, everyone who is afflicted with the murder is his heart. His death involuntary discharge. But it doesn't mean that one who has that, everyone who has that involuntary discharge has been aware. Else, no matter that, the Shiva Torah brings to us as I. So there is a lot of sometimes when a person, because of the state of shock, he has a discharge, and we know that the discharge is something that happens very often, especially to nervous people. I mean, but it can happen to a person who is not nervous. If, let's say, he's overtaken by a terrific shock, sometimes even with a sudden joy, so he can have it be any involuntary discharge. So the law is, we should have often do it in the society. if the healing is not because of the sickness, but because of the certain illness, because he ate something, because he drank something, because of pahat, and so on, because of shak, he is not there. But that's called a real illness. A real illness. Not like kabilisho. If an isho, some part, a woman, because of his certain circumstance, will have a menstrual form. It's not the period. So she's still in the window of Zohar, all the girls in Yatiyahu. Mashiach came with Gabi Zahar, there is a lot of Yeshiva to work on the Beit Kinesis. If it is Kamas, Machana, Mishke, Machas Kahat, this is Yeshiva to work on the Beit Kinesis. So when it is wrong to me, to us, you know, only if it is because of a certain condition, a certain sickness. But it doesn't have to be that gay, gonorrhea. It can be any other sickness too. I mean, what can be resolved? Even if it were not a sickness, also. Every person was gonorrhea is resolved. But this might be symptomatic of another sickness also. Another sickness also. But Zohar is something else. That's immense pure flaw. So the halacha is somebody, I got off intelligent to point out something that is very important, because you hear people saying, make this a statement, Zab's over the same thing, except one is a man, one is a woman. It's different things. You see, Zab is menstruation. And Zab is the second sickness. It's later. And Zab is other. The Gemara has a whole circuit discussing how we know that the Rishi is not male. The Raven, how we know that the man is not the Tommy, the other. The other. So the Gemara mentions circuit the other. But it's separate circuit. Zab. But out of Din, there is a lot of Zaynikin vis-a-vis Zahav, and there is a lot of Zaynikin vis-a-vis Zahav. So that's the halacha that is coming to go, the Zaynikin halacha. So there is a halacha vis-a-vis Zahav, vis-a-vis Zahav, vis-a-vis Zahav. I mean, so it says there are one good example. In other words, Izab, let's say, if he had a Ishaq of Kerry, Ishaq of Kerry, and he's Izab, he starts to count Zayniki, and then on one day, so he had a Ishaq of Kerry. So then, it says there one day, and a woman who is Izab, suppose she was correct, she was there. So then it says same one day, somewhere. And that is very common, that women, married women, can be killed as involuntarily and unconsciously, they're not even conscious of it. They might be killed Ishafaza. So maybe, now that has been so there's a mahrikas annoying the Sukhi in Shabbos. Sukhi in Shabbos. Till how long after Tashmish is Piretish of Bazera since the one day of Zayinji? That has to do with Shuras. There's the Sukhi in Shabbos. Now, the Shomor Paskins, the Piretish of Bazera, what Tana in Shabbos says that only if she is Piretish of Bazera within 3 days, only consists of 12 hours. So 3 years means 36 hours. And what Tanya says that even if a woman is correct as a even if a woman is correct as Esqueleto Shikhwazel within 6 minutes. 3 minutes less. So then in other words, in which is less you have 2 minutes. So 3 minutes less is 6 minutes. In 6 minutes. 72 hours. 72 hours. So it's reasonable. Now, the Rambam passes by the Tanya that only if a woman is beloved Shechvazera within 3 days, within 36 hours, so it's reasonable day of Zayniki. But the Shechonoruch, the Chaber and the Rambam, they both pass like the Tanya, that if a woman is beloved Shechvazera within 6 minutes, within 72 hours as a tashmish, so it's a ceremony. So maybe there is a humbling that's not going to be married, but there is a humbling that two pastors like that before a woman is capable of starting to count the time of healing, she has to count and not mention the Humbler of the Ramon. I mention the Humbler of the Tour and the Chabad. She has to count 4 unclean days first. So if a woman, let's say, if a woman shut down Charles, so first she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days. Then on Tuesday, she makes a hefzikara, she makes a tikkun. And if she finds out that a soul clean, so then Wednesday is the first day of the 7 days. And she is the terrace of Pyro after fear Tuesday night, the following day. That's the psalm of the Tura and the Mahat. Why? Why does she have to count 4 days over the Goddess Ayinki? Because maybe, let's say, she will be with her husband. She will be in Shamish because with her husband. And Shabbos, let's say, at 5 p.m. Shabbos at 5 p.m. She saw down and Shabbos. Now, and she will be in Shamish because let's say 5 p.m. and Shabbos, and then she will have a discharge of Shechvazera, let's say on Sunday night, a year before, Sunday 5 p.m. or Monday 5 p.m. or Tuesday minute before 5 p.m. So it will be within the 3 days, within the 6 days, because we pass in the Turkish Shechvazera within 6 days, 6 times 12, 3 times 24. Within 3 days, so then if she had a challenge with Tosso at 5 p.m. she was, so they learned when would the 3 days end? Yeah, 1 day will be Sunday 5 p.m., 2 days will be Monday 5 p.m., 3 days will be Tuesday 5 p.m., Tuesday 5 p.m. So if she dwells Shechvazera at any time until 5 p.m. Tuesday, so it will be 6 a.m. So later, she cannot start counting Zion King a Shabbos night. Suppose she only has a flow on Shabbos, and she doesn't do it the other days. She still has some real, you know, she may have 6 hours, Chaves do Bosqueiro. Chaves do Bosqueiro. Then start counting Zayuji. So the Sheikh said, no. Why? Suppose the women were challenged because of 5 billion chances. So then she very basically softly made the Sheikh to Rabbi Shahrazad in any moment from Shabbos 5 billion till Tuesday 5 billion, then to the Sheikh. Even though it will only be Seisel one day, so why would she have to count 7 days over the 4 days? The answer is, she might be to let this Sheikh Bazara more once. She might be to let the Sheikh Bazara something, she might be to let the Sheikh Bazara unknown, she might be to let the Sheikh Bazara Tuesday. That's very kind. She might be to let Sheikh Bazara. So in other words, if she's to have Sheikh Bazara on Sunday, so do we say it's every Sunday. She'll be to have Sheikh Bazara again on Monday, it will be say it's every Sunday. The Monday, she'll be to have Sheikh Bazara again on Tuesday, before 5 p.m., a minute before 5 p.m., a second before 5 p.m., so it will be say it's the Tuesday too. So maybe first she has to count Shabbos with Monday too, without working. And then Tuesday she's able to make it now. If she finds herself free, so she can start designing Kingdom with Monday. Because of the possibility, maybe she'll be doing Shabbos. The time is only shyer. If she was challenged because of, suppose the husband is married and she was not challenged because of, so then she shouldn't have to count 4 days over and over the desire. So that's something to say to another, that if a woman will be challenged because of, so then she cannot start desiring until she counts first 4 days. But if the husband is away, then there is no shoshah to let Sheikh Bazara, then she can start counting the Zayikin immediately. However, the two past is that whether she was in Shamashit or so, she wasn't in Shamashit or so, even if the husband is in Yisrael. So every woman, before she starts counting the Zayikin, she has to count 4 days. And then she can do the exit time. But no fitness. The Amor says, that she has to count 5 days first. And then we get the power and count 7 days. What does it mean, 5 days? Now it's the union so down. If the union so down and Shabbos, so she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days. Then on Wednesday the first year she looks at the diary and the G's good. So she starts counting 7 days. Why? It's today, 5 days. 4 days represent. Because if she were to challenge, she goes on Shabbos. So then there's a possibility she'll be glad she was there on Sunday. So if we say 7 Sunday, she'll be glad she was there on Monday. She'll be say 7 Monday day. And she'll be glad she was there on Tuesday. So she'll be say 7 Tuesday day. Say 2 Tuesday day. So maybe she can only, so she has to count 4 days. Shabbos, why Wednesday, why Thursday? Because of the next lecture. The extra lecture she needs, sometimes a woman might be challenged because of, let's say, Shabbos close to Shkia. Let's say Shkia is 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. and changing the Shabbos for Tetzah. Allowance is a lot, but she doesn't know exactly what it is, because a year before 6 or a year after 6. A year before 6 equals approximately 6 or 5. And then she might think that she was Shamish Kitoso a year before 6, where actually Shmai is guiding her that she was Shamish Kitoso a year after 6. Then she declares Shechwazah, let's say, a minute after 6 to be, since she thinks that she was Shamish Kitoso a minute before 6, so when she's declares Shechwazah to be a minute after 6, she won't bother. She won't bother. But actually, she was Mishamish Kitoso a few minutes after 6. A few minutes after 6 Shabbos. So now when she's praying Shabbosah, 1 minute after 6 and 59, it is still within the 3 weeks less. It's still within the 3 weeks less. And she will count Zion Ki as a Mitzvah Shabbos when she cannot of me. So because of that, there is a chumra that she should count first 5 days and then maybe left. So again, that is only Shaya. If she were to Shamish before, or suppose she were to Shamish before, or whatever, so again, let her go. And maybe the husband will leave us alive. So she still has to count 5 days and then look at the tower and count on it. But that whole chumrah is based upon a controversial deed, because this hour that the leadership was there is a regular. His voice was there. He says that one day of his own king, so according to the Bible, now this is also very important, according to the Bible, and the other king is not really the Bible. So it only applies to two aspects, because by me and by Zohar, there are two aspects. There is the Israel Bible, and then there is two. Today, the deal of human time is relevant because we are all doing this anyway. So today, only the Nissan Bible is relevant. But the deal of human time is not relevant. Now, so the secret of the Bible is that the whole Allah, the relationship of Zerah, since a long way of designing key, that's only the deal of human time. Not the Dabu Bai. Dabu Bai will be most talented that the Rebbe Sheikh Azera and Caesar will be a Zion King. As far as being becoming Paris is concerned. So then there is Alekhe that the Rebbe Sheikh Azera is Caesar will be. In other words, that means that if a woman is his own day and she starts to count Zion King, so then, and she was the Rebbe Sheikh Azera on one day, so then she has to count one extra day in order to be able to handle Paris. But being tells the Bible, she doesn't have to count one extra day. It's only since we got in the Bitar, not regarding this she is around, because she is around on this day. That it says that we got the bylaws. So in other words, this whole aware that this whole thing that a woman has to count 4 days over the world, 5 days. So it's only based upon the Shkis of Shemi that the same sailor is even in Bible. But according to the argument, there was no need. No need. So this is When is the end of this Ida? 12:45? Yes? Okay. Now it's 12:25. This is Dharma. And this I'm going to be learning more. Which puts in meetings now is also. So there is a special honor that which puts in. Now, again, we have to be careful. Because of the censorship, so sometimes was victim in the divorce after, so they put down pussy. When it was victim normally, they would put down pussy. They put down pussy. And sometimes when it's written cussing because the censor is as a rule what to do that. They didn't know. I mean they didn't know that is discriminatory. They didn't have the slightest idea. But if they saw the term Akron, so they immediately suspected there is something discriminatory against the God. So never they change it into cussing. They changed it because, you know, sometimes the printer, you know, themselves changed it. So that the censor wouldn't have an opportunity to change it. So, sometimes you have to get, when it says pushing, it's really going to be pushing. It means what? Okay. When it says the apple means the pagan, it's the hobby. But it doesn't mean it. Hobby means nothing. Whether it's a big hobby or a day job, it doesn't make a difference. And sometimes, when it says cuisine, it means cuisine. Here in the Mishnah it says cuisine, it doesn't mean God. Here it means cuisine. Not a God. Cuisine gets the Shemurim. You know, those God, whom Sanhedrin transmigrated into our Yisrael, and he brought in our Yisrael, so they were faced with the problem of Naharit, the lions, who used to attack them. So in order to ward off the attack by the lions, they decided to be the guy themselves. But, even though they were the guy themselves, so the Pasuk says in Rahim, as a king, Holy Rahim, they had fear of the Rabbi Shalom. That's a Rahim, it's a strange thing. I mean,